There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri is at a UAE-Lebanon investment summit in Abu Dhabi as we speak. Let's hear from him. This is him speaking a couple of weeks ago to CNBC, acknowledging that the country faces economic challenges, but saying there are solutions in place.
I understand that we have a problem, but I'm extremely confident that this we can get out of this problem if we follow through all the steps that we put.
To put this in context, joined on the line by the former Lebanese economy minister, Dr. Nasser Saeedi. Dr. Nasser, thank you for joining us this morning.
Morning to you.
First of all, can we contextualize the problem that Saad Hariri was referring to there?
Well, the numbers are very clear. To begin with, the Lebanese economy is contracting. In other words, growth is negative, probably by about 1% this year, down. Second, and more important, are the financial issues. You've got a current account deficit of around 20% of GDP and a fiscal deficit, which is probably going to run about 9% of GDP. Those are very large numbers. When you've got a combination of a current account deficit and a fiscal deficit, it means you have to finance them. And unfortunately, Lebanon over the past 10 years, in fact, has been borrowing to finance continuing deficits. And the net result of all that is that the size of debt compared to GDP is now running around 155% of GDP. So when you think of that number, 155% of GDP, at an average interest rate of 7%, you see the dimensions of the problem. Effectively, what it means is that government now is just in the business of servicing the debt by paying interest and just paying government employees wages, salaries, and pensions. The rest of it, there's very little investment going on. And as a result of these growing fiscal problems and debt problems, the credit rating agencies have downgraded Lebanon's debt down to junk status. The latest one was Fitch, giving it a CCC rating. So you can see the dimensions of the problem. And of course, what it requires is forceful action by government. And we haven't seen that yet. But perhaps we can discuss this.
Well, indeed, one of the things that Saad Hariri is doing is reaching out to friendly nations, Saudi Arabia. He's been to visit Saudi Arabia. He's in the UAE today at the UAE-Lebanon Investment Forum. How important is support from the Gulf states to certainly the short-term addressing of this situation?
Well, this has always been critical because Lebanon has survived by attracting remittances and capital inflows primarily from expatriates in the Gulf, Africa, and elsewhere. In the past few years, these remittances have slowed down because there's also been a slowdown in the Gulf countries. The hope that Prime Minister Hariri has is that there'll be some official aid through the Paris Four that was convened in April last year, where a number of nations, including GCC countries, UAE, Saudi, Kuwait at the forefront, promised to provide up to $11.5 billion in concessional loans to Lebanon. This has not happened yet because the countries meeting under Paris IV have asked for reforms. So this visit is important in trying to get the UAE to provide Lebanon with aid. There could be two forms of aid. One of the forms could be cheap oil or oil provided on concessional terms. Lebanon runs a large budget deficit in part because it subsidizes electricity. And it pays high prices to import the oil. So one way that the UAE, Saudi, and others could help is to provide oil at a long-term concessional rate. The other, of course, is to help finance government. But most likely, the Gulf countries will want to see reforms happening. Government has got to be very serious about cutting down the budget deficit. It needs to limit the size of the public sector. It's too large. If you look at the total size of government compared to GDP, it's much too large for a small country like Lebanon. It's got to cut electricity, water subsidies. It's got to do a lot of painful reform, starting with cutting down the size of the public sector, which looms so large. Although I think the Gulf countries traditionally have been very sympathetic, and they are sympathetic to Lebanon, starting with the UAE, they want to see some serious reforms before they put in money.
We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on the line. We could talk all day about these issues. Maybe when you're back in Dubai, we can get you in the studio to do that. But for now, Dr. Nasser Saeedi, ex-economy minister of Lebanon and president of Nasser Saeedi and Associates, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us on the line.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.